When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're recording the Give Them Lala podcast. What's up, my loves? It is Lala Kent. I'm exhausted. I've never been so tired. I'll tell you what. So yesterday we recorded a podcast with Sheena. We talked about a lot of stuff and my husband's. You were here. And then I went to Dear Media to record with Sheena to do her podcast. And when she arrives, she says, "Did you get the email?" I go, "What email?" She said, "We're not allowed to talk about anything." I was like, "Well, fuck. I just recorded an hour of talking about it, mentioning it all." So here we are back on the podcast to give you nothing that you want right now.
It was good, though. Do you think that you'll release the episode after the stuff airs or what?
Yeah, I want to keep it and release it when we can.
It was a good episode.
It was a great episode. I think I want to take a break real quick and get a coffee. Yeah. I think I need to wake up. Yeah. Is that fine?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. I have my coffee. I'm back. How's everyone's morning?
Fabulous.
We're just getting started.
Yep.
So because we can't talk about everything that obviously people would like to talk about, because Bravo finally told y'all that we have indeed picked up cameras again to add on to this season. I've heard the reunion is like staying put, like we're still filming that. And Jessica found an incredible stylist for me.
Ooh.
At the Give Them Lala pop-up.
Shopify. Oh,
really? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's Shopify.
Yeah, the Shopify pop-up.
Love it.
Carlos, who does all of the face logos. Work. Yeah, the logo face, had a really good friend. And she, it was like bougie where we went.
Yeah, so bougie.
So it's not Giovanni. Awesome. No Giovanni.
Do not throw shade on Giovanni. But there's like a couple options because I want to be like Vavoom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Got to stand out.
Yeah, because like I feel like I'm brand new. Like all of the things that I was like so sad about at the beginning of the season, I'm like pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
I feel like you can talk about this. I think, my personal opinion, I was like, you can't have anything that maybe your boob's going to slip out, because I personally think you're going to be up. The arms are going to be going.
You're going to be moving all around.
Yeah, at the reunion.
Chasing.
Maybe I should wear sneakers.
That's a must.
Yeah. And lots of boob tape. Because I thought that same thing. I was like, I don't want to be like, pop, 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 and then a nipple comes out and kind of steals the show. I'll be very upset.
It would steal the show.
Very Cynthia Bailey of you.
Very
Her
Cynthia Bailey.
Her nipple always pops out.
I mean, I guess there's worse things that could pop out, right?
Yeah.
Like a vagina.
It happens.
But I think that you wear whatever you want to wear. All the dresses that you're choosing from are stunning.
Yeah, and to the floor. So there's going to be no cookie hanging out.
But do you think there's going to be a lot of maybe yelling, or do you think it's going to be a lot of calmness, a lot of cutting you with your words, or do you think it's going to be all the energy at the reunion I'm talking about?
So I'm not a physical person just because I'm not trying to catch a case. Also, I just like there's something about like putting my hands on someone that feels ick. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to be me. But I've never really been a physical person. That's why I talk the way I do. Yep. I don't know how the rest of my cast is going to be. I think that there's going to be a lot of security for sure.
Yeah.
I posted a video this morning that I had to immediately take down because Karen, my ride or die, who also
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that so no one harasses her. She's like, you've got to take it down. And I was like, why? Is something going to happen? And she goes, no, but I don't want your lawyer to be blown up this morning. Like, let him have a peaceful day of work. So I took it down. Anyway, we all got legal letters.
Legal.
Jeez, from Raquel's attorney. Yikes. I was like, this guy... Like, don't you look up if people, like, I feel like you know that we have counsel. Like, don't send it to us directly. Yeah. And how do you have my email address?
How does he have your email? Did you, probably because we've emailed you-know-who before, her. We've emailed her about some things, so she probably gave it.
She's a big fan, so she saved it.
She probably found it some years ago.
Getting her team together.
Her team.
That's a sad day, that team, those meetings.
I don't know if it's a team or one human that she desperately got. Holy moly.
Do you think there's any coming back from this for Raquel? Like, what do you all think?
There's no coming back.
So Logan thinks there's no coming back.
People think that she's going to be coming back, but I sure hope we got Lala over here to rip her back down. Well, we got the other girls to rip her back down.
Well, that's the hard thing is, like, I don't think it's any secret that she's always triggered me. Always. From the jump, she gave me an ick.
Yeah.
Always. And to see that, like, the girls who really were building her up and giving her that confidence when I may have, like, made her not so confident, now they despise her probably more than I do because they actually were like ride or die. It's like I've always been like, ugh, get away.
Yeah. For you, it's like,
like
you showed your colors. Great.
Totally.
Yep.
I don't know if she'll come back. I mean, I personally would leave and run away and go home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would and go and live my life. Like, this is not good. And Sandoval is very much to blame. Here's the hard thing is I understand that there are dudes are just messy and dirty. And for the most part, like, they don't make the best decisions. Again, I'm going to tell you, I don't dig men right now without actually telling you I don't dig men. But it's just for me expected.
Especially
men in LA. Especially men.
I wouldn't trust these boys for a second. Okay.
No, and I don't. Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't trust anybody. And Sandoval's always given me a narcissistic vibe. Mm-hmm. So, but you expect dudes to do that. Obviously not the person you're sleeping next to. I think I'm kind of numb. So the way I talk about it now obviously is not how I would talk about it if this had just happened to me. But again, I'm like a year and a half out. We're thriving. We've gotten some peep. We're like good to go. So for now, like, I'm talking about it as how I feel now. Men are assholes, but you don't expect your best friend who's like a woman to do you like that and to sit there and look you in your eyes and like confide in each other and go get lunch when the whole time that's what she's been doing behind your back. That is
scary.
Absolutely terrifying. I got a big motherfucking bark, but I'd never bite.
And to
those are her only friend. Like, it's not even just like a Vanderpump thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, can she still do, you know, be part of it? Whatever. Her only friends are these girls that she just fucked over.
Hey. Yeah. No. She had really great friends. You know, the ones that are like going on Reddit and spilling all her deepest, darkest secrets? Exactly. She has other friends. Yeah.
Her other friends are the vultures that are trying to get their peaches also. So
she
screwed herself now.
Right.
Yeah. In LA in general.
And to clarify, because I know I'm not saying can Raquel come back from this, assuming that like Tom Sandoval can come back from that. When I look at the situation and I ask Lala, I'm in the same boat as Lala. Like, I'm team women right now. Mm-hmm. Personally, part of me is like, well, no, I don't think Tom Sandoval can come back from this. I've always just been like, oh, Tom's just his own person. And maybe I've seen like a hint of narcissism. So him, I'm not even thinking about. But Raquel, when it comes to like women and this, that's why I asked about her. I don't really care about Tom. So that's why I'm like.
Right. Well, she's shown her true colors at this point
You're absolutely right. This is a character flaw.
Yeah, exactly. So who's going to want to fuck with them at all whatsoever in any capacity.
She'll have some down low, you know, trash people that will be her friend. Yeah. And, you know, that'll be that.
Well, yeah. Bottom feeders attract bottom feeders, mm-hmm. and real, yeah. recognize real. Right, that's so how it's fine, always
you'll
been.
Be fine, Rach.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
At the end of the day, this too shall pass. This is not going to be a forever thing where people forget, people move on. It is what it is. That's what happens. But
this group... will remember.
No, this group will remember because
Andy, you're going to be buried deep, honey. So go find a different show.
Well, I think she's there. I think she's there. Yeah. I think she's I'm in the ground. We're attending her service tomorrow. Like, we're there.
Is there a world?
Maybe go to TLC.
Wait.
Okay.
Is there
an online streaming service or something?
Right. That's pretty baller. Streaming service? I'd love to be on a streaming service.
All the
Sunset Girls. They got so many followers.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if Raquel can pretend to sell a house. That's too hard for her today.
I can't.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. So many people on the internet are like, she's so dumb. I'm like, you guys crucified me when I said that to you.
Yeah, really.
Literally. Yeah. I was like, I was buried. You were really upset that I would use the D word and the S word.
Is there any world in where she goes off somewhere and she goes, I am lost right now. I'm a lost woman.
Yeah.
I need to fix myself. She goes off. She does some deep therapy, figures out why she's betraying all these people. And
she
then
knows
she
why
comes
she's
back.
Betraying them. She wants to be on TV. Like, bored.
Logan is not
having a little social climbing,
not having
right?
any of it. I don't want any of the fake stories she's going to come out with. Okay. And I'm the victim. Yeah, really. You're not the victim, bitch.
Savage.
Just put yourself in this situation.
situation. So.
There's one victim in this scenario. It's Ariana. Go yep. fuck yourself, everyone else.
I agree.
What do you 100%. Mean social climbing? What seems a little
well, it's just like climber? she's a fan. She's yeah. always been a fan.
Exactly.
She rolled up to Pump when she yep. knew, like...
Mm-hmm. She was at
there
Pump.
There was no one I was going to she, Pump she who wasn't a fan.
Exactly.
On yeah. that yep. day, right?
100%. Yeah.
No, I was there. She waited around for hours for James to be done DJing at Pump and then still like followed us to the next venue and, you know, was Yikes. There the whole night trying to get his attention while he was making out with other people. He was doing his whole thing the whole night.
Right.
And still just waiting. When's my chance? When's my chance? When's my chance? To get DJ James's autograph.
Jeez, oh God, that makes me think. Did she have? I mean,
and then think about it. Then it was she was like hanging around Peter. It's and then mm-hmm. it was like I'm gonna make out with Schwartz. And then the whole time she was like having some affair with Sandoval.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it feels very climby, keeping yeah. the group. You know, I say this: millions of people move to LA every day because they're yeah. simply good looking and want to make something of uh-huh. themselves. Okay, trust yeah. me, I've been out there.
Yeah.
There's some fine looking men. they don't really have it all fine. Together, but he kind of fine. You know, like there's plenty of dudes that to make yep. out with.
Absolutely.
There's like, a lot of them.
You got to get out of the group and mm-hmm. for it to be your best friend's dude. It's just mm. yucky.
Yeah.
So for her to come like make a comeback, the group's never going to forget. Yep. That's no. some low down dirty stuff. Mm-hmm. And yep. you see me
yep.
in the trailer. When we find out, did you see Schwartz make out with Raquel? And I say, what do I say?
Wait, this is in the trailer?
Yeah. I say she's like a low-down cheap hoe or something yeah. like that. I don't know what I say.
Right on the money there.
I'm sure you guys can find it.
I'm sure. Just look it up. I know. I'm like.
I'm sure it's already posted on TikTok somewhere. Make sure you tag us.
I was a female on another reality show and I had a man, I would watch out because that's what she's smelling for. She's going, she's just bouncing. She wants any guy on any show and cameras on her and that's
well,
it.
Yes,
that's
Leo.
That's all she wants.
And mm-hmm. I don't want to say I'm excited because I'm not excited. I'm looking forward. I don't know. During the 10 weeks that we filmed that... There was a scent I was picking uh-huh. up. There was mm-hmm. a scent I was picking up.
Yep.
Katie also was like, I agree. I'm sniffing something
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
In the 10 regular weeks, not picking cameras back up.
Right.
Katie
sniff,
and I
sniff.
Was sniffing.
She was
all
sniffing
right?
and she was sniffing
we,
right.
Scratch
yes.
and
all
sniff.
All we can say right. is, Lala has an intuition, and I've seen oh, yeah. it since 2 years, since I started working for you. You just couldn't like read people. And I think
yeah.
it's a obviously useful talent mm-hmm. these days, especially.
Well, when my life went to hell in a handbag,
yeah.
a very expensive handbag,
honey,
I was like, if the person that I trusted the most can do this to me, anyone could do
yeah,
this to me.
No right. one.
I don't trust anyone,
no. nope.
except for the people in this room,
yep.
my sponsor, and obviously my mama. That was it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I look at the world as everyone's evil. Until you prove
right.
that you're not.
Guilty and yeah. prove it until proven innocent. Mm. Basically.
Yeah. It's not the funnest way to live, but...
Yeah, your rose-colored glasses are off to the races.
It is what it is.
Oh, man.
Does it feel strange that you sort of went through, or from an outsider looking in, it seems like you went through a big situation, and of course people came to you, but it seems a little different. Obviously Ariana and Tom is completely different situation, but now like we've got hashtag team Ariana and it doesn't seem like the same again. Maybe it's because you chose that and you were like, do you look at it and you're like, damn, everyone's really coming out to fight for her. And just a year and a half ago, I went through some wild shit and I just don't think I had the same support or no.
I think people look at me and I think they also look at Katie like they don't need as much support because they're good. They got this, you know? But I also don't know what it's like to have my best friend be that girl.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
It's uh-huh. a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Also, it's different because my person was not really on the show. Never in the history of Bravo have three main cast members, two of which who have been in a relationship for... Most of the seasons that yeah. we've had in the 10 years.
Basically 10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Never in the history have they broken up because one of them is messing with another cast member who's the best friend. It's never happened. No. I mean, I have people texting me. I think it was you yesterday, your like random friend who was like, I don't even know what this show is, but because it's blowing up on my feed, I'm going to have to watch.
No, my best friend from home said, what season do I start at? And I'm like, one.
Oh, I want to start. I want to know what the numbers are this tonight.
Yeah,
I want to know what the numbers are.
Uh huh.
Because everyone's like, people tune are tuning in.
And the streaming. Yeah. That's what I, who's, because people like my friend are like, I don't know what the show's about, but it's all I see. I'm starting at season one. I want to go back and see how those numbers are going up, because I think a lot of people are going, okay, I got to get in on that.
Well, also, they're going back and they're looking at Tom in a totally different light.
True. Yeah.
And finally, being like, Jesus. Oh, okay, wait a second. This person was right here. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, that has happened. A friend has.
Is it Tom Sandoval?
Oh, Chris.
It's Kristen Jackson Stassi, and it's on Vanderpump. So yes, this. But it is a different situation.
But that was also only season. This is now 10 years in.
This is like we're buying houses together. These
people. Yeah, we're grown. We're also not 21 and messy. Everyone is in the.
But weren't they
like
broken? No, they weren't.
I think they were. They broken up? No, they were together when it happened, but broken up. I think when it was.
So that's still different.
Kristen and.
Yes,
Jax.
That's still different. Ariana and Tom were together. They've been together
until
he found out.
But also, Jax was the villain always. True. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they've been portraying Tom as if he's Mr. Innocent this whole time.
Correct. See?
No. You know, so for Jax, it was like, it was expected to happen. This, it's like, now the fans are, whoa, okay.
Right, and it's scary, too, when someone who's like so, like two of them, Sandoval and Raquel, are so like, saying all these things to press.
Yeah, they're so
like, you guys see, and then it's like, wait, what? Yep.
In a sense, it makes me, I'm using the most horrific words, because I'm thinking of it as taking Ariana out of it. Yes, I want you to watch and be entertained. That's what it's all about, and go, holy shit. Obviously, this is Ariana's real life. It's my real life. It's everyone's real life. And I'm heartbroken for her. I cannot even imagine. And she is going to come out of this looking at her life differently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Totally. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I can speak from experience that type of heartbreak. Again, I can't imagine if it was the best friend. I cannot stress that enough. I do see the nuances.
Yeah.
But when you guys are watching, I also want it to be, and I know this doesn't sound fun, but I want it to be a teachable moment in the sense that people like this exist.
Yeah.
I've been screaming about narcissism at the top of my lungs since my own situation. It's scary. It's absolutely terrifying. And you could be sleeping next to one. You could have someone in your friend group, and they will bleed you dry in every sense of the word. Right. I cannot stress this enough. When you're watching, please pick up on behavior that you're seeing.
Yep.
It's important. And if you have someone in your life that is acting that way, you cut that shit out immediately.
Yep. We say no.
No, it really is.
Yep.
Like, to watch this season now is going to be, it's going to be very hard for a lot of my cast members. And there's certain things that are said that everyone co-signed on where I was like, that ain't cute. It ain't cute.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to seeing your you being there for her, you and Katie specifically, because you guys have went through things that I think she can now reach out to you and be like, holy shit, how did you do this?
I think I'm going to be someone that comes in later down the line. I think I'm way too intense for her right now, way too abrupt. The way I handled my situation is different than the way she's handling hers, because we all handle heartbreak in a different way. Mine, just the way that my brain switched, I just don't know that I would be the person. I don't know that I'm the person that should be around her right now. I don't know that it would be good for her.
Productive.
Productive. I think the group she has around her, and keep in mind, like, I text her, I check in with her friends, just letting her know, like, I'm here.
Yeah.
But I think that's where it should stay, just until the wound is not so fresh.
So fresh, yeah.
Because me, I'm like, what we doing, girl? What we doing, girl?
What's the exit strategy?
I got, I have my grenade launcher ready. Just give me the go. And she has given me the go. But that was me. That's what I was doing with my own relationship. I was like, oh no, you're fucked.
But you, But you are cut and dry, which is going to come in handy. And that's what I love. You saw things, how they were happening. And now when she needs it, you're going to be cut and dry. Like, okay, this is what we got to do. And that's what you did for yourself because I saw it. So I think that's going to be helpful. I think a lot of people can benefit from that. And I think a lot of people can benefit from that. And, you know, there's something you're working on behind the scenes that I'm really excited to come out that I think people will see eventually. How you can help people going through dark stuff because of what you've been through. And that's just, I think Ariana will be one of those people.
I'm excited for her just because, like, I think we talked about this previously. Obviously, like you, like Lala was saying, when you're in it, it's different. It's like a tunnel vision. You can't really see the light and like what's going or what's around you. Logan's making a face.
No, I love this. Keep going.
But it's, I'm excited for her because she's going to like literally rise above and thrive so hard because everyone that knows, like in our friend group, Ariana personally, like she's the best personality. She's anytime we run into this girl out, she is just the most fun person. She's gorgeous. She's literally drop dead beautiful. She is the nicest person. She's always interested in like what you have to say. Like she's just like the kindest human.
Yeah.
The best personality. So also F off to whoever F's off someone like that. It's just
no,
like,
for real.
You're a piece of garbage.
Because now she doesn't have the people we hate around her.
Exactly.
I know. Can I tell you?
We can actually have fun with Ariana.
Love you, Ariana.
I feel like it feels so good when you hate someone and then everyone else gets on that train. It's like a bond that can't be broken now. I'm like, finally, y'all got on the train.
Yes.
Ding dong.
All aboard.
Next up. Hatersville.
Yeah.
Hello.
God. She's a bad bitch. I cannot wait to see. Really, and I know no one's thinking about this. Who's she going to end up with next? Again,
Lala
be alone.
Ken.
Lala Ken.
Oh, shit.
We're doing season 11 is the lesbian season.
Ariana is just my baby stepmama.
That might be the best thing ever.
Be amazing.
Can I tell you?
Couple.
If that were to happen, Ocean Kent would be the most savage, little badass, unstoppable baby on the planet.
Talent-wise?
Why am I getting so happy about this?
Why are you blushing?
I don't know. Stop.
Come on over. Come on over.
No,
babe.
That man dimmed her light.
100%.
Dimmed it. He 100%. Exhausted her. And well, you want to know how I know? Because I was in something like that where I was like, God, you're so fucking annoying.
Yep.
I'm exhausted from you.
Also, everything of hers had to always be about him.
Yes.
100%. A narcissist loves the ego being
event,
strong.
It would have to be at, you know, him being the star. Like, when we just went to that cocktail thing she did, you know, and Tom is, the whole thing is about him running around Tom the whole time.
Yeah, talking about how he's doing Watch What Happens Live. So, of course, I had to tell him, they asked me to do it. I've turned it down.
I got to leave for Watch What Happens Live, you guys.
No, we're here for Ariana.
I go, were you my replacement?
Yeah, probably.
Katie and I were supposed to do that, actually.
Wah, wah.
God, it feels so good to all be tooting on the same train.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled NUTRAFOL.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Well, the last time I had you on, I wasn't here. Because
the fans did love it a lot with just me. I know that. They said, you know, this one kept yapping in, and they never said that.
They
let my voice on its own.
That is highly under. I'm actually Ariana in this relationship.
My Loganators.
You're the
Sandoval.
You're the Sandoval.
Honey.
You're both the Arianas in my book.
Yes.
No, actually, our listeners were very upset. They were asking. That's why I had him on to break it down because they were like, where are the husbands?
Yes.
It was a heartbreaking time. We're convinced that Leo joined a cult for a quick second.
Is that what happened?
Quick recap. Okay. Logan and Leo, obviously Logan, Leo, husbands, Lala, best trio we've ever known. And then Logan and Leo had a falling out. And then Leo went and joined
a
cult for a little bit.
I did not join
Leo
a cult.
Leo was
a break that none of us realized was happening until you were just like not coming around anymore. It was like, is this weird?
Well, sometimes you just need a break. I just needed a break. Okay.
I hear you.
That's
all
it was.
Mental health.
Leo was focusing on his mental health, right, Leo?
Sure.
Oh, what the hell? I don't know what we're doing.
I just came for a podcast. It's about my life.
Leo thought we were talking about Karen Huger over here. Meanwhile,
I wanted to talk about Karen Huger, but I was too tired to watch
Huger.
I love Karen Huger. I love Potomac, but I haven't watched the new.
There's bigger things going on today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're back. We're back at it. The trio that everyone really, really missed.
We're poking fun. We love Leo. Obviously,
someone
we
else's
all
expense.
Missed him. Trust me, there's no one I have more fun going out with than Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's be real.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. Oh my God.
From an outsider looking in, all three of these energies are the perfect trio, which is why a lot of us, all that, you know, friends, were upset when the trio was separated, but now it's together and everything's
we're stronger than ever now.
Stronger than ever.
We ain't breaking it. It's Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle, honey. We can go nowhere, babe.
I will say it was very funny, as we both know, me and Leo. Everyone on the fringe was so happy that me and Leo weren't talking. I can tell you that much.
Tell us that. Powerful force.
People do not let. People are very threatened
by me and Leo together because
we're a lot of personality.
What happened?
We're a lot of everything.
Yeah.
And we storm through everywhere like a tornado. So
I'm here.
People saw they're in.
Bam.
And chill, people.
Leeches.
No. Uh-huh. Yeah.
From
Leech. No, they did not.
As we know them,
they did
leeches.
Not like that we got back together.
No. Nope.
People are trying to tear you apart, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
No, because Mama Lala is going
to
step
people
in.
People never tell me what to do. I can tell you that much.
No,
we do what we want.
Exactly.
Speaking of things going south, but then ending up on the bright side, the Murdaugh murders.
Oh, hello.
It took a turn.
Took a detour. Okay.
I don't feel like it got the moment it deserved because Vanderpump drama hit. And it did get the moment it deserved, right? Outside of the Vander bubble. But, like, my feed was blowing up with just Vanderpump stuff.
Well, Lala called when the guilty, because she needed to make sure I knew, like, oh, my God, he was found guilty. Mm-hmm. Would you say he was found guilty and he's going to prison for life? Is that?
Yes, okay. Yes. And
absolutely.
He hasn't even gone to trial for all of his,
all the
what
other
is
crap.
The fraud? What is the fraud with the money? The financial
wiring?
Uh-huh.
Wire.
All the wiring.
Wire fraud. Yes.
Yeah.
F-A-R-A-U-T.
And this Buster's next. Buster will be going to jail next.
Really?
I'm very
really
excited
think?
For that.
Clink, clink.
Think?
Absolutely.
Clink, clink.
He killed the gay boy and because they were having a secret relationship.
You think
relationship.
That was Buster?
Yeah.
And not the dad?
No, I think Buster
did it. It was in the car. What do you mean? They dropped on the side of the road.
Oh my God.
It look like a hit and run.
Not me thinking
No. That was a situation where someone who hooks up a lot of straight guys, I know this situation, where, they were having a secret relationship, obviously, and the friends or something.
Found out.
Something happened, and
he killed him.
I think what happened was it was like we're going to go scare him and beat him up, and something went wrong.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think they meant to kill him. But I think it was like a beat-up situation that went too far, and they killed him.
Oh, my. That makes me sick to my stomach. Yeah.
Allegedly.
So, yep. Allegedly. Allegedly.
I'd love to go to that trial. Hello. Oh, go down to South Carolina.
So then no one's... That's really sad then.
No one's paid for Stephen Smith's murder.
Nope.
That is coming next. And I do agree with you. I believe... In my opinion, I cannot stress that it is just an opinion enough. Mm. Buster did that.
Yeah.
And his dad helped him cover it up.
Okay, I thought, just so you guys know, if anyone is as dumb as me, because now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that makes sense. I thought Buster had maybe called his dad, this is my opinion, and said, we just dropped him off on the side of the road, go get it done. Like, the dad was sort of the he got shit done. Like, he killed the people.
And I don't think, no,
I don't think so.
Well, now I'm like, that is not what happened.
I think that's too much.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a beat up that went wrong.
I think, yes. But can I tell you, watching all of these 2020s and like Datelines and things, mm-hmm. there's so many things that I feel happen when you're not meaning yes. to like have it go that far, and then you end up
uh-huh.
like, my conscience wouldn't allow me to like do anything like that, but I'm like, I just want to stay, I don't even want to expose myself
yep.
to a small percent chance of like something horrific happening, mm-hmm. okay? I want my circle tight. Don't yep. take me places where someone might pop off. I don't want to deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there were so many times in Utah where I would be drinking that I would be triggered by someone and get into like a little, you know, fight and match with them verbally, mm-hmm. where if they put their hands on me or I put my hands on them, that it could have turned out very, very badly.
Oh, yeah. You push them wrong and they fall. Their head.
No,
or something.
I'm telling you. I'm like, I just like keep me in uh-huh. my house.
Uh-huh.
These mm-hmm. four walls. The world is freaking terrifying. But did you watch the 2020? Did you watch any of the actual trial? 2020 just came out with like the trial.
With
breakdown.
The actual trial. I want to lighten the mood because.
What?
The one thing that if you watched with the actual trial, did we all see when the brother was on the stand?
Buster?
No, Alex Murdaugh's brother.
Oh, yeah.
And he told the story about Alec having diarrhea in the car and shitting himself. It's making the rounds on TikTok all over the place. But I'm just like. What does that have to do with all this?
I'm looking that up on TikTok after.
Oh, it's
this.
The best thing ever. And he's just going on and on, and they keep trying to change the subject. And he goes, but yeah, back to this. He was
back
shitting
to the
himself
diarrhea.
Completely. He goes, huh? And he's just looking at him like, what? What?
He's really thrown me under that.
What does this have to do with me killing my family?
Oh, no.
Like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Yeah.
That is so
wild.
Funny.
I wonder if he knew. I wonder if he was taking one.
No.
You don't think? No, I'm saying I wonder if he was like, we got to get something in the news that's going to like take over.
No,
and
well,
cover
I think he was
up.
Trying to talk that he's like a drug addict. And so like that was an example of him. Being such a drug addict that he's shitting himself.
My God, I watched none of the 2020 and the live trial. I would say no, but I actually did watch a ton because my best friend that I mentioned earlier live, kind of like live posted the whole thing. So that's how I kept up with it.
And you have Nancy Grace sitting behind Buster the whole time, which was
Nancy Grace is amazing.
Nancy Grace is my favorite person on the planet.
Who is Nancy Grace?
Nancy Grace is amazing.
She's literally, there's a clip of her sitting behind Buster in the audience and she's basically like on top of his head.
Stop.
She's so close to him. And I'm just going, oh, this
she
woman.
She scares me. She scares her. There's a look in her eyes that I cannot, like it's terrifying to me, Nancy Grace.
Well, what I need now is we need Ryan Murphy to hurry up and make this the new American Crime Story.
Yes.
And let's do a whole season about the trial and all of it. And I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for it too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it was the video.
What video?
It was the video. I guess there were, how many people are on a jury? 12?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think so.
Oh, the video that the son
yes.
had
so
on his phone.
Yes, so nine of them said guilty. Mm-hmm. 9, 10, 11, 12. I think 2 were undecided. 1 was innocent or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
Wait, what I thought not everyone agreed on the same. It's a hung jury.
No. The first time. So they immediately did a let's vote and see what we all think on.
Yes. Yeah. So then they went back through the evidence piece by piece. Mm-hmm. And then the determining factor where all of them were like, I can't get past this. I think he's guilty. Mm-hmm. Was the video that Paul or Papa took Paul, yeah. of someone's dog's tail. He was watching his friend's dog.
No. That was their own dogs at their kennel at the house.
Okay.
They have a whole kennel of dogs.
Right. That are hunting dogs. But did you not see the guy who sent that he sent the video to? There was a wound on the friend's dog's tail. So Paul was videoing trying to show his friend like there's a wound on the tail. In that video, you can hear Maggie, the wife, and you can hear Alec mm-hmm. or Alex
arguing or what?
You can just hear them out there. He claims he was never at the dog kennel.
This is like 5 minutes before they were shot.
Four minutes before they were both shot.
So
okay,
you left and they got shot.
Two seconds later.
They
said, "What were you doing then in the 4 minutes between that video and the time they got shot? What were you doing?" And he was like, "I don't know." And he's like, "You mean to tell me that you have recollection of every single thing that you did that day, but in those 4 minutes, you can't tell me that you were going to the bathroom, you sat down to make a call. You can't tell me anything that you may have done, made a sandwich."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he left.
I can't remember.
Oh my God. Guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Life in prison, motherfuckers. What have I said always?
Clink, clink.
The truth will always come to the light.
And it always does.
It always does.
Doesn't matter how long it takes, it comes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the other people that work in this office think every time we record a podcast?
I think they think that I'm verbally abusive to everyone.
Because I'm highly entertained.
Because all I do is yell. I yell constantly. Not yell, but raise my voice. Yeah. But it's just me being passionate. I would never yell at Jessica.
You want to work in a boring office?
Yeah.
Never. No, office. Lala's got passion and we love it.
Love seeing people pay for them doing dirty shit.
Yep.
I love
a takedown.
Yeah. When someone is exposed and everything, one little move. I mean, the fact, and it's so heartbreaking that Mallory Beach died, right? Like it did not need to happen.
Nope.
But that was what sent all of this into like something is wrong here. You're going to be held accountable.
And it opened up all the other things that happened in the past.
She's a hero, Mallory Beach.
I have chills thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I am so sad for your family and everything that happened. This took down a quote unquote dynasty. Anyway, I didn't get around to Potomac. I need to because that Murdaugh 2020 was like an hour and 20 minutes long and I was exhausted.
You can fast forward. I don't do the husbands. I can tell you that much. I don't like husbands at a reunion.
No, it's called
It's housewives for a reason. We want the wives. So I fast forward the whole husband part.
But that was a huge part. That was a huge part of Potomac, the husband.
It's a huge part of Candace can talk about that whole thing.
Yeah, bring him on,
I do not need to hear what he has to say. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care about husbands ever on these shows.
That's why I like Miami. It's all about the girls.
All about the ladies.
You are a side character.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
They used to, when the reunions, they used to do the reunions, they never brought out Bobby. They never brought out Ramona's husband. We didn't have the husbands on that.
Totally. It's housewives.
You didn't bring out, what was Tamara's husband's name? The first
Simon
one
Barney.
Yeah, Simon. Simon wasn't coming out at the reunion.
You want to know who's really heavy with the husbands is New Jersey.
Which I they hate have their the husbands full, of New Jersey. I hate. They makes me not want to watch the show. That's Gorga why I don't watch Jersey. I hate the husbands.
They have full on scenes. They get call times for boys' nights.
They have only boys' nights, and that's when I turn off.
I don't know.
Insane.
Things get pretty intense with them.
Yep.
So obviously, I usually do a recap of Vanderpump Rules, the last episode, to get you guys lubed up for tonight's episode.
I'm pretty sure you guys are already pretty lubed up for it.
I know. Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't think you need me to do that. I think since Thursday, you guys have been lubricated.
But as a note to the audience, we're going to tell you when you watch each of these episodes, you're going to need
yes.
to look at it with a fine-tooth comb.
I don't think we need to tell them that. I think they're going to look at everything like
no, I think you need to look
different.
At it how and we've been looking at it the whole
with
time.
New eyes, people. Yeah.
No, for real.
Where the evil lie.
Well, now the Bravo fans, the Vanderpump fans are amazing because they are dissecting everything. They're mm-hmm. like saying,
good.
You know, they're like, oh my God, the menu at Schwartz and Sandy's, this is the name of the drink. And that's the first drink he had with Raquel. Like they are hilarious and they're wild. And
I'm Rachel.
Like, yes,
yeah.
dissect it all.
They will find, they should be on the Murdoch murder case.
I know.
They'll find out everything.
Yep. The fact again, you will see later on in the season.
Yep. That's all we'll say.
Okay. I was sniffing.
Keep watching.
I won't break down last week's episode because I was just via Zoom because I was sick. I love that they kept in the fact that I was homesick and watching Real Housewives of Beverly
yes,
Hills.
That was
awesome. That is real life. That is what I do. The fact they kept that in is amazing. We'll recap tonight's episode next week yep. because we're gonna have a heyday on recapping.
Hello.
Ooh, exciting.
So
DM those questions because Lala will be answering.
DM yep. the questions at Give Them Lala Podcast on the gram. I love you guys. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week and I'll catch you next Wednesday.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.